Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from Jamaica, we hear from Father Martin Badenhorst with a preaching entitled Pagan Faith.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus left Gennesaret and withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. Then out came a Canaanite woman from that district and started shouting, "Lord, Son of David, take pity on me. My daughter is tormented by a devil." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples went and pleaded with him. "Give her what she wants," they said, "because she is shouting after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman had come up and was kneeling at his feet. "Lord," she said, "help me." He replied, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the house dogs." She retorted, "Ah, yes, sir, but even house dogs can eat the scraps that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, you have great faith. Let your wish be granted." And from that moment, her daughter was well again. The Gospel of the Lord. The Canaanite woman here in chapter 15 and the two blind men of Jericho in chapter 20 of Matthew's Gospel cry out exactly the same words, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy." Previously in chapter 9, two blind men had cried out, "Son of David, have mercy." Placed between these episodes, where the blind men recognize Jesus as Son of David and Lord, is the encounter with this Canaanite woman. The blind see what the seeing disciples and leaders of the faith had difficulty in grasping. The blind see what the seeing are blind to. Our Canaanite woman also acknowledges Jesus as Lord. This is not just a polite form of address, it is a statement of faith. The pagan woman believes what the religious leaders in Jerusalem and Judah could not bring themselves to believe. The pagan believes more profoundly than the believing can bring themselves to accept. There is also a profound level of playful encounter between Jesus and the woman. Her certainty is that Jesus will help. The delay simply draws the disciples into whether they can see and acknowledge what the Canaanite woman sees and believes. When Jesus addresses her with the metaphor of house dogs or puppies, he is teasing her to respond. As with us, there is somewhat of a different feel to the word puppy compared to the term wild mongrel. She catches the tease and teases back in a way that emphasizes what she saw in Jesus when addressing him as Lord, Son of David. The healing of her daughter is but a scrap of what Jesus can accomplish. This should give us pause. We believe in Jesus. So can our faith recognize the faith of those who do not believe as we do? The dogmatic constitution of the Church, Lumen Gentium, given us by Vatican II, recognizes the faith of those who do not believe as we do. And I quote paragraph 16. Finally, those who have not yet received the gospel are related in various ways to the people of God. In the first place, we must recall the people to whom the testament and the promises were given, and from whom Christ was born according to the flesh. On account of their ancestors, this people remains most dear to God, for God does not repent of the gifts he makes, nor of the calls he issues. But the plan of salvation also includes those who acknowledge the Creator. In the first place, amongst these are the Muslims, who, professing to hold the faith of Abraham, along with us adore the one merciful God, who on the last day will judge mankind. Nor is God far distant from those who, in shadows and images, seek the unknown God, for it is he who gives life to all and breath to all things, and as Saviour wills that all people be saved. Those also can attain to salvation who, through no fault of their own, do not know the gospel of Christ or his church, yet sincerely seek God and, moved by grace, strive by their deeds to do his will, and it is known to them through the dictates of conscience. This is also essentially the content of the declaration Nostra Aetate. Where there is so much of an impetus to otherness in our political and religious worlds at the moment, the Canaanite woman knocks also on our consciences. Are we faithful enough to recognize the faith of others? Are we ready to respond with recognition and solidarity? Are we ready, as followers of the generous Jesus, to nurture the whole household of creation entrusted to us by God? For how we have responded, and for the strength to respond ever more gracefully, we join the Canaanite woman and the blind men, and turning to Jesus, we cry, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. Amen.